It can be difficult for Muslim women in this country to find clothing that's both stylish and modest, but some Muslim designers in St. Louis, Missouri, aren't waiting for the fashion industry. They put on a Muslim fashion show to showcase their own creations for women who are looking for clothing that fits their lifestyle. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, the demand for more modest clothing is growing worldwide.
A model sweeps down the runway, dressed in an ankle-length gown the color of a robin's egg. Her dress features long flowing sleeves and a belt of gold coins. She's part of the Modest Muslim Women's Fashion Show, organized by the Council for American Islam Relations in Missouri.
I want to create clothes that make a woman feel like it's her wedding day whenever she feels like it.
St. Louis-based fashion designer Mojda Siddiqui designed many of the outfits for the show. She was born in Kabul, Afghanistan. Her family moved to the St. Louis suburbs almost 20 years ago. Siddiqui says she's loved fashion for as long as she can remember. But it wasn't until she visited an Afghani bazaar when she was a teenager that she first thought of making her own clothes.
I saw all the different fabrics and the different textures and the different colors, and there were so many. And I remember, like, waking up on the inside.
That was more than a decade ago. Now Siddiqui has racks of clothing that she's designed herself.
This is my closet. Welcome. This dress, look how beautiful this black dress is.
Many of the dresses have long flowing sleeves and high necks, designs that fit her personal and religious beliefs, while still allowing her to feel feminine. She says part of what inspired her to design her own clothes was the lack of options at stores in the U.S., something her friend Yusra Ali knows all too well.
I wore like giant stretched out old t-shirts and baggy clothes, because every time I go to the mall, it was just really, really tight-fitted clothes. It was so hard to find anything that was decent for me to wear.
But that's changing, driven mostly by increasing demand. Globally, Muslim consumers spent more than $250 billion on clothing in 2017, according to the latest State of the Global Islamic Economy report. That number is expected to increase by about $100 billion in the next 4 years. Washington Post fashion critic Robin Gavan says high-end designers are starting to pay attention to these markets.
The areas of growth for the fashion industry, it's happening in places like the Middle East and Asia. You have to be able to create clothes that they want to wear, that they feel comfortable wearing.
More designers, she says, are incorporating modest styles that feel sophisticated and powerful. And that's something that many women are looking for, regardless of their religious beliefs, says Summer Albarsha, a Syrian-American fashion blogger.
I know a lot of Jewish friends, Orthodox Jewish friends, who have a certain dress code. There's a lot of Mormon Christian friends who also have their own dress codes. And there's also people that are not necessarily religious, but it's just a value that they like to instill because it reflects them in their personality.
Albarsha, who grew up in St. Louis, says the definition of modest is up for interpretation. For some women, it's a one-piece bathing suit. For others, it's an ankle-length dress and hijab. At the end of the day, she says it's about the freedom to choose. For Here and Now, I'm Shayla Farzan in St. Louis, Missouri.
And to see some of the clothing, click on Trying to Change at this story at hereandnow.org.